Page 29, Adventure, an Environmental Pilot Program for Teenagers with Visual Impairments by Brooke Yates. From the Ski for Light Bulletin, Fall 2008. I am designing a 6 to 10 day adventure-based program in the West for August of 2009. I'm seeking your help in order to get this amazing pilot program off and running. Our needs are backwards in that we have the funds. We just now need to hunt down participants, and this is where you come in. Please read the following blurb and pass the information to any students who might be interested and capable, as well as to anyone else who might be interested. Thanks for your help. What? A 6 to 10 day adventure-based leadership and environmental trip in the outdoors of beautiful Colorado or Utah? Who? We are targeting highly motivated, independent high school students who have low vision or who are blind. Cost. Hold on tight, because here is the most exciting news. This pilot program will be fully or in large part underwritten. We will be requesting a small contribution from the students in order to cultivate investment into the program. This is a pilot program because it will be the first of its specific design, and it is our long-term vision to create a program for this population which we can continue running for many years to come for students from all over the United States. More details. The program will be run through the Breckenridge Outdoor Education Center on the web at boec.org. I worked for the BOEC as a recreation therapist for 5 years, so I am very connected and familiar with this world-class organization. Curriculum can and will be further developed once we establish a demand, but these are the possibilities. River rafting or canoeing, multi-day overnights, camping, backpacking, fishing, orienteering, rock climbing, environmental education, even some student-led sessions. Goals: to allow young adults with visual impairments the opportunity to travel independently without parents or family, increase their activities and daily living skills, orientation and mobility skills, environmental knowledge, social and leadership skills, and have fun. Transportation: the students will need to travel to Denver. In order for me to move forward with this project, I need to know if there is or is not a need for this type of program, so please contact me one way or another. Thanks. Brooke Yates, WMU O&M grad student, phone 970-333-4035, email brookyates@gmail.com.